Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi. Are you a really boring dude who's trying to seem more interesting in this hyper-competitive world of dating? Especially with new nomenclature, slang, and trends coming out before you know it?
New nomenclature.
Yeah, new nomenclature. That's what they say, and that's what you probably say on a date with your little lonely ass. Well, guess what? Get your shit, your Stanley Cup about to runneth over with Swag Generator, a new app from Rizco. What you do is when you're on a date or you're having an interaction on a dating platform and you need to find a kind of shout out interesting things about you that would make someone go, oh, really? I'm someone who likes that? Yeah. With a random press of a button in categories like film, TV, music, food, etc., you can generate a random memory or thing that you like to instantly seem more interesting. So right now I use the app and it says music. And just you put it in right now. Vietnamese Christmas music. I collect vinyls. So this is already something that you jump into some kind of conversation with.
Bro, maybe 7 you like inches food. Or fucking 45s? What are we talking about, bro?
I mean, a lot of 7 inches usually are 45s, but you know, and it will catch you people sleeping sometimes. But
wow,
hey,
damn, okay, bro.
I'm actually looking for 12 inches. You know what I mean? Just because those are a little bit more. Hey, see, are you? I think you're using our partner app. Anyway, use things like that, or also cuisine. Like you only eat Japanese New Year's foods. There's a restaurant for that. There isn't, but you can lie and say that you did and instantly seem more interesting than saying I play RuneScape shirtless online with my homie Cameron all day. Anyway, please download the app. It is free for the first week and then it will be a monthly charge of $43. But thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Welcome. I'm so sorry to interrupt your entire intro. There were so many gems and I really couldn't help myself.
It's fine.
Needless to say, I've subscribed to the service now and forever.
Thank you.
So, hey.
Hey.
Have you ever, you know, been living your life and been like, you know what would be cool is if, like, I, like, could garden, but also, like, maybe meet somebody and also maybe, like, exchange fruits and vegetables with them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might, like, my new app called Garden Boo.
Ooh.
You go on Garden Boo, you put in the size of your lot, meow. Mm. You put in what you're currently growing and what you're interested in exchanging. Like, ooh, you can be like, I got 2 rutabagas, you know, ISO fucking, you know, I don't know, like 8 berries and like,
wow,
you know, a cucumber. So whatever you want, okay? I'm not here to tell you what you and your Garden Boo are about, okay? Obviously, I'm Miles Gray.
Garden Boo sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm all about an expected yield. Ooh. Tell them.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, he's not a sower. No, he's not a shower. He's a
God
sower.
Damn it.
God damn it is right.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, welcome to this podcast. It's called 420-DAY-FIANCE. Do you see what I did there?
Sorry, I got really distracted because a hype train happened and then there was confetti. Looked at the confetti. Sorry. That's a transparency phone booth.
Holy shit.
And then there I'm looking at you and I'm like, he wants me to say something, huh? I'm
wait,
like,
what'd he
oh,
do?
No.
Are we starting the show?
Can we start?
I guess. We can't start that. We can't restart. We're here and we're being transparent.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
420D Fiance is a program where we just, what?
You took my damn line too. Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck, because you wouldn't restart. I don't know how to do it by myself. Can you
anyway,
just restart?
What? Before we do Fiance.
Can you please restart?
We're doing this show, 420-Day Fiance.
Can you just do normal?
Yeah, I just did.
No, you did it. Could you do normal?
From the top?
Yeah.
Okay. 420-Day Fiance.
I hate you.
That's just a setup. I'm just like... It's
a
like
podcast
when you yes.
where we discuss
yes.
our favorite reality
yes.
show, 90 Fiancé,
yes.
in various iterations. Today, we're talking about the original 90 Day, mm-hmm. season 10, episode 15, part Put Me Out of My Misery. So there we go. Let's fucking do this. It was a boring episode.
Till Death Do Us Part T? That's how I like to call it. But yeah, hopefully we will experience a sweet release of getting to the end of this season and we don't have to see half these people anymore. Did you see this picture that people thought was Clayton when he was like 16 years old?
No.
Yo, hold on. It's wild. I don't know. Like, I think people are saying they found like his family's like some kind of social media page because there's like a younger version of Brandy and they're like, holy shit, is that Clayton? And when I show this to you, it looks like Martin Starr is playing like a character. I'm gonna just text it to you because that's like the best way for you to see it, because I don't know if I can get can I make it my virtual background. Let me try.
Oh my god, it looks exactly like Clayton.
Do you see this, what I'm talking about,
like lower face wise especially?
Yeah.
Eyes and lower face wise.
Oh my god.
Damn, dude.
Yo, Nicole in the chat just said they took this shit off an obituary page.
Wait, this photo's from an obituary page?
Wow. Wow. That's where that came from. No. Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait.
Rob doing
in the
Pino?
Chat. Breaking news. Reddit found Rob's asshole on a gay porn site.
Wow. Dude, Get out of their way. And we haven't even started
the
fucking
this the
show.
Man that was shaming Sophie for being bi and being like, oh, you're just going to fuck a bitch at any moment. Ha!
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Let's get into it. Shout out to that very real picture of Clayton, though, because that's exactly, he kind of looked like Ron DeSantis, like Ron DeSantis, like nerd son in that picture. I don't know if you can see it. Anyway. Pulled off an obituary site. And welcome. We're going to talk about Annalie and Clayton first. And 2 days until their wedding day. It's bachelorette party night. This man commands her. No men or strippers. You fucking hearing me? Okay? I don't want none of that shit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, bro. She's about to. We already saw the episode preview. It's a wrap. It's a wrap in a sock.
So, first off, Clayton spends so much more time talking about guinea pigs than he does anything of note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, a little less guinea pig sounds and a little more looking for an apartment where your mom doesn't live in the closet.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok, bitch. Like,
right.
This is not a wise use of your fucking time, okay?
Yeah.
And oh, God, I'm sorry. He's just like, every time I start to like him because he's joking around with her, he'll say some shit like, I'm wearing my flamingo shirt, which is how you know it's going to be a party. It's like, now I hate you again. Why'd you do that?
I mean, So before the pipe Jerry part, we find out she is ready to party. She said, I'm fucking without this motherfucker. Let's go. Cameron pulls up, his best friend, and something interesting happens. When he pulls up, Clayton said, hey, no hug today. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I thought everything was about hugging. How? Or did you get fucking distracted by a hype train or some shit?
Fuck no. I'm okay. Listening. I'm just, my face is mad.
Because did you type choo-choo in the chat?
No.
Who did?
It's an automatic thing. If you press enter, it does it. Damn.
Okay. I didn't
choo-choo on my own time.
Well,
but I have enough time to capitalize the C's in choo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing out here on this stream.
I have no idea if weird or stranger things have happened. Choose to believe that
Thank
was
so
automated. But yeah, this, whatever. He's him and Cameron hanging out. Their bachelor party is just two dudes having fun in the pool, man. Just hanging out, you know, just doing their thing. And
I'm pretty sure that Cameron was like, I'm not gonna be part of the wedding video, am I? Like, if there's just like a good 5-minute montage of me and you just like playing in the pool together,
yeah,
and then once we get out playing next to each other on computers, like, he's gonna be like, please delete that, I have a wife, like, I can't.
He's like, yeah, what about the part where I'm playing on a little iPad mini when we're playing video games? Can we cut that part out too? Anna Lee gets to the bachelorette party that Brandy has thrown, and she's like, man, it's a lot of dicks and alcohol up in here. So she's like, okay, let's see what goes on. They go to a party, bus pulls up, they get inside, and fucking immediately a policeman boards the vehicle.
Uh-oh. Careful.
Yeah.
He's carrying a concealed hot dog that is floppy.
He's got an extendo on there. You better watch out. I like how she said, uh-oh, immigration. She's just fucking... She has jokes. I gotta
she
say,
got
Anna
jokes.
Lee is pretty consistent with her sense of humor.
So did that stripper when he kept flopping that red sock in her face. He was like, you know what my jokes are? Does a clockwise motion with his dick, counterclockwise, up and down. He is, man.
He was, again, hitting people with uppercuts constantly. And
bitch's
he was
cheeks got bruised.
Did you see him chewing his gum?
Did you see how everybody looked like they got hot, caught in a hailstorm after? Just, like, faces just all.
What happened? Did someone just shoot you with a bunch of BBs on your face? No.
No, I was. Is a bachelorette party accident.
This policeman. Never mind.
Let's not talk about it.
They were. So anyway, people were having a good old time. It's funny. Anna Lee was like, sometimes be like, oh my God. And then other times be like, let me get that dick in 4K real quick. Let me get my camera out. She was shooting that thing from all angles.
You know what? She was such a fucking liar talking out both sides of her mouth during this entire segment, being like, oh, I actually, these penises that I had asked for.
Yeah.
I shall faint from the surprise, even though I insisted upon these penises. It was merely a joke. It was but a joke.
I had no idea the phallic imagery would be so abundant. My God. And then the next minute she'd be like, let me see that fucking dickhead.
Like, why did you take so many selfies with the stripper if you were so embarrassed?
That guy, whatever, you know, you do what you got to do.
Just, I'm saying, like, let's embrace it. You don't, you know, either you are embarrassed or you're like, I'm out here and I want to get flippy flopped on my face.
Yeah, exactly.
Own it.
I want the light smell of ball sack, like, on my clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just own it.
Just being like,
do you remember the one time that
did somebody open a can of tennis balls?
In a bachelorette situation, remember, where like we got my friend a stripper and we were like staying. It was supposed to be like Palm Springs, but we were staying like at an Airbnb outside of it. And then he came to just like dance for us in the living room, but he was like 3 hours early or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he
stole medication from my friend, anti-seizure medication.
Oh, man.
Because it had a like part of the word for the name of the medication was like something that he thought was going to get him high. And it
like codeine.
Totally was not that.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and then he had shaved his butt. So it was all prickly.
Oh, man.
And he kept trying to put my hands on it. I was like, please don't touch
me.
You're like,
ow. What is that? A cat's tongue? Got that lemongrass ass.
I'm like getting splinters. I'm like, please don't rub my hands up your butt, up and down your butt.
I got a bunch of like little black splinters in my hands.
Oh, that's my sharp ass hair. Sorry.
Do you think since this country has moved on beyond policing after 2020, because we've done so much to progress.
Everything's changed now.
Everything is so different. And I'm so glad things like qualified immunity are just no longer on the table that allow people to abuse. Anyway, do you think the number of strippers dressing as policemen has dropped?
I think you probably have that uniform for like your right wing market, if that's what you were.
Right, right, right.
Because like to me, I was like, I can't relax.
Yeah.
I'm not relaxed at all. I don't think it's sexy. I'm like disgusted, but like, hey, dude, each their own.
He should. I just realized he should have put a blue cock sock on and called it the thick blue line.
Oh my God. That's a plus bazillion points.
What the? Why am I doing free
why
work?
Why are you doing all the work?
For right wing strippers. Why am I doing all the fucking work for y'all?
And that's what you're going to do. So much as a fucking Christmas card.
Just harassing emails and shit. Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. So anyway, yeah, this motherfucker.
That was also my stripper name, but that was because I just kept, you know, dyeing my fucking landing strip, you know?
That, yeah, and I had this really visible vein going across my chest. They're like, what's that? Thick blue line. It's an arterial. You know what? Just have an open mind, okay? Sorry, not everyone's fucking airbrushed. That's what I call my Mongolian spot above my butt. They're like, what's that? I'm like, Asian people have this, okay? Sometimes it goes away with adults. Sometimes it stays there. It's called a Mongolian spot. Look it up. I'm not making it up. But yeah, he's flopping his dick around. Brandy's looking thirsty. And she's like, oh, I know she likes it because the only thing she can say is stripper. So we'll see how that's going. Meanwhile, again, Cameron and Clayton playing video games. And Cameron, I think, is finally like, it's sort of worn off, like how his online friend lives. He's like, man, you know, I don't know if you noticed, I came with like basketball shorts on because I thought a stripper would be here or something like that. Usually a bachelor party is like more like there's more raunchiness or like drinking or drugs.
He said more people. That's the part that took me out. He's like, usually at a bachelor party, there's more. And he listed all those things and he's like, and people, yeah, there usually is more people than just two.
Yeah. Ugh. And
well,
I mean,
not
I wonder
even two, it's one, really.
I bet you know Cameron smokes weed, right? He lives in California. He looks like even though he's like nerdy, he looks like he's probably wavy. And he probably showed up.
He definitely smokes weed, and I guarantee he would have fucking done coke or E.
Yeah. He's pulling up to Indiana. He's like, you don't have weed? Like, you don't smoke weed? He's like, is there beers or something? Like, at least I could drink like maybe 10 beers straight and then kind of get lifted. What's going on? But yeah, I think he was like,
he's like, you can get lifted
dark.
With this cape, which guess what? Doesn't expire like some of those other shitty capes in this video game we're playing.
Oh my gosh. So I should have gone on the quest before you got here. I didn't have time to do it. I'm sorry. I'm using my like lower level cape. Sorry,
fucking
man.
Getting Brandy to plan your wedding and your bachelorette party and your girl's bachelorette party while you are like, oh, I just didn't have enough time for the cape.
Yeah. And then back to the bachelorette party, Brandy and Annalie have like a moment and she's like, you know what? Drunk thoughts are sober thoughts. So when I say racist stuff, I mean it.
No, she said drunk words
are sober thoughts. Sober yeah, thoughts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
Which
it was.
Doesn't even make sense because, like, plenty of people think shit.
I know, but you know what people say? Is
drunk words are sober words.
Drunk?
Like,
yeah,
thoughts
yeah, yeah.
are like, oh, like, I think right. the problem is the doing, the saying and the doing.
It was in my head.
Like, if you're just quietly racist and you don't do anything about it,
yeah, oh,
how would man. We know?
So anyway, she reveals something. Basically, what happens is she's talking about what it's like living with closet mommy, and turns out it's a little bit weird. And she's like, you know, Clayton will never be able to leave her, right? You know, like they're cursed, like in some weird Tolkien-esque way, like some bizarre creature where the mother and son have melded into one form. You get
She's
that,
like,
right?
Have you ever heard of human centipede?
That's a better example, yeah. Except
And then she
head.
Just, like, took her two fingers up and she was like, this is mom, this is Clayton.
But this is the butthole.
Intertwine them. Mm-hmm. And now put them in Annalie's butt. Yeah,
they're part of you. They're hanging out you like a tapeworm now. Can you shed this parasite? I don't
Shut
know.
Up, you're disgusting.
You went there. I don't know. You threw up a
okay,
lob.
I'm saying pleasure wise, and you're out here tapeworm.
It's pleasurable to Different. Have a mother and son like humanoid inside your butthole.
No, I meant the two fingers.
Oh, well, wait, so what was the metaphor? What had to feel good? Or are you saying that's a
At
sex
first
move?
First, it was a metaphor, and then
And then it just turned
a
into
joke.
Casual
yes.
blowing my butt out with your corkscrew fingies.
Yes.
Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of System of a Down, and there's a song, Tapeworm, and pull it out of your ass. Anyway, yeah, She's like, I know you aspire for them to be separated, but she's like, you don't know, girl. Like, he texted me and he said he didn't know how to tell mom that he didn't want, like, he wanted to move on. He's like, he's trapped, just so you know. So, yeah.
But I like that she started the, like, hangout with, like, so I'm going to get her drunk and interrogate her.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome
like,
to the family.
She started off with being like, so me and Annalie have not really like spent any time alone together. I'm really looking forward to getting to know her. So I decided to get her drunk.
So drunk and make her
to
do cocaine.
Interrogate her, so she's going to say some shit she'll regret.
Yeah. I did this to my best friend and then I threatened to tell CPS so she'd lose custody of her kids just so I could get her Amazon password because I wanted to see something on Prime Video.
Anyway, I'm her maid of honor now.
Anyway, she's right there, actually. Yeah.
So who's the winner now?
Yeah, exactly. She fucking paid for the stripper and all those singles. I made her take that out before she came here. So she's my best friend. Yeah, it's dark. It's dark. Anything else before we move on to another cloud?
Ready for it.
Rob and Sophie, you know, Rob the Knob. They're going dress shopping, love. We're going dress shopping. And there's like one time she's like asking, she's like, so what happened last night? Have you talked to Rob finally? And she's like,
oh, no.
No. Oh, okay. But are you communicating at all?
No.
Oh, is he?
No, Mom. I actually haven't heard from him since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually gone for this entire day without speaking. Anyway, let's try on wedding dresses. Yay!
I like, she's like,
Mom, I can't wait to make this commitment forever. Look how good my tits look on this dress, Mom. Anyway, I don't think I'll ever talk to him again.
Ever. Sorry. But it he did post passive-aggressive memes.
That made me
her.
Laugh super fucking hard. He's 12, essentially.
She also needs to completely disconnect from this person. And run for his life. But I like how her mom, when they're looking at dresses, she's like, no, you look like a stripper, love. Like, I can't do that. And she's like, she was shaming her own daughter for having too much ass. And titties.
I'm like, also, who you think she got that from?
Yeah. What the fuck? She's okay. her mom does. Her mom definitely begins to reveal some of her old school thinking later on. She does, then comes out another dress. She's like, oh my God, you look like a princess. Honestly, you look like a princess.
I'm crying. I'm so sorry. I wish I was marrying you instead of Rob the Knob.
Like, I just think about that. We can't lie in the bed anymore together. So like, it's a lot now. We can't do that anymore.
Anyway,
it's like,
so she loves
like
the dress.
I'm losing you.
Yeah. God. So after they do their dress shopping, it's time to finally tell her mom about what else is going on with her. Namely, that she's bisexual. And she suddenly just calls Rob after the dress shopping as if like, she's like, all right, well, I guess I got to call him for a ride back to our hovel. And he's like, hello.
Can you like pick me up, Rob?
Yeah, dude, can you send me the address again? Okay, whatever. And she's like, wow, so he sounds moody, depressed, a dick as well. Oh, I'm just sorry, babe. So he's just, I can't with him. He's such a knob. Yeah, and she's also like, well, look, Mom, I also have some responsibility for him being mad. And you're like, wait, what? You have responsibility for him being mad? I need to tell you something. She's like, yeah, go on, dear. Oh, you make me nervous, love. What's going on? She's like, I haven't told you everything. She's like, I'm bi. Oh.
That's it, love.
Who cares?
What have I ever cared about moths or butts or dicks or balls or nipples of any kind, Selfie? Dude. We grew up in a house where everybody puts in their mouth a knob, a titty, a butthole. Okay.
What, you doing buttholes as well? In the mouth? No, love. That's a bit minging, isn't it? I'm saying, isn't it? Oh my God. Look at me. I'm so posh. I'm in it. Then she's like, so when did you decide you were bi? Wait, hold on, Mom. What are we doing now? And then.
Yeah, was it after or before you chose your major?
I told you American studies was like a. It felt like a trap, love. Felt like a trap. And
did uni
like,
make you gay, love?
I like how she made this all about her, though, suddenly. You know? She's like, why didn't you tell me? Why wouldn't you tell me? Okay, like, she's you like, knew I wouldn't care. Like, why wouldn't you say that to me?
She's like, okay, well, I only accepted it a year ago. She's like, oh, yeah. I could have known for a year.
You mental. You didn't tell me a year. You know I wouldn't care, love. So why wouldn't you tell me? It's like makes me feel upset. I feel offended, honestly, that you do that. You keep a secret from me. And first, it's her fucking
love,
journey,
this
lady.
This journey's about me.
I know it's your body, your life, and like your consciousness, and like your spirit, whatever. But I feel like a bit robbed, to be honest. And I feel like you should have told me. And now, like...
No pun intended, love.
Yeah, but I honestly don't care.
But I've gotten robbed.
Don't care. Yeah, exactly. I meant that. I feel knobbed, honestly. That's what I feel. All because of you. Can't believe my own daughter wouldn't tell me. No. Can't accept that. I can't accept that.
Oh, so vaginas are private now, is it, love? Is it?
Holy shit. But yeah, she really did the... Why wouldn't you tell me? I'm so cool. You know I'm so cool, right? That's like weird because you know I'm like the coolest mom. So I guess I don't know. It's just weird because like I'm so cool about it. Like I don't care. Like I actually don't care to the point that even though you tell me that, like I don't care. Like I don't even care about it.
Like what? I like have forgotten it, honestly, already.
Like stop talking to me because like I honestly don't even care about what you're saying. That's
like,
how much I don't care.
Literally.
No, seriously, stop. Like, I don't care.
Don't tell me anything about it.
Oh, my God.
She does Sophie have a good kept point. Trying to correct her and say, hey, it's always been the case. I just only accepted it a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, I've known it a long time. And her mom's just like, you discovered it last year, love.
Oh, okay. What, you like some kind of bisexual Columbus or something? Discovered that you in that, discovering you gay, like the West Indies or something. The Breast Indies. Well, good luck to you on your journey, love. But I want nothing to do with it. Just so, honestly, I'm like so peeved. Like I'm vexed that you wouldn't tell me, love. Yeah. But she does make a good point. She's like, you know what? If you told me a year ago, I would have told you that you need to try some lady ass. So you know for sure.
She, from the beginning, says the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. But the end that she's trying to get to is, hey, you don't know what the fuck is out in the world even. You just, like, accepted this about yourself a year ago. Maybe, like, go ahead and try, like, just a little pussy.
But
just as a treat, you know, just so you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, more than what, however many dicks she's had, like, not that many, I assume.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just want her to live. She's a baby and he's a baby man.
Right.
Who's like a fucking 32-year-old and she's a tiny child.
Yeah. And you're just being like, you just accepted yourself. And you're with this fucking danger to society.
What a fucking waste.
It's a waste, love. Him a waste, man. You know? Him not boss, man. You get me. She's like clearly confused. Like, then she starts like kind of fucking with her because her mom hates Rob so much that she uses this new accepting of my sexuality thing to be like, you have no idea what's going on. You're crazy. You don't know up from down, and you need to get rid of him. And let me just hold you in bed like my little baby. And then I like how she says something so interesting. Well, not interesting, but just very telling how then Sophie's just sort of like, I see like my vision for the future. And I'm with a man, you know, like I'm with Rob in general. I'm with Rob in general. Like,
I also think like, hey, maybe consider the fact that that's what you picture is that's what's normalized.
Right.
Yeah. If you would have asked me, my fucking bisexual ass, when I was in my early 20s, who I pictured myself with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's men. Because I'm not out here reading fucking fairy tales where like a princess and a princess gets together when I'm a fucking kid.
Constricted.
Or like a non-binary person's a part of it. You know what I mean? So of course I'm just picturing me in a man.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking ridiculous to be like, well, I picture me in robe. It's like, that's all you fucking known.
That's what you picture or that's what you believe and desire?
It's like kind of what I picture, like when I close my eyes like, and they say, like, what are you doing? I set me in the man.
What you doing?
That's like what I'm doing.
That's a very complex question about your life. Where do you see it? What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm doing.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? No. I'm with Rob in general.
I picture myself, oh my, you know, just
God.
Some man. He's Rob or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like some, like, based, like, if I really look, it's maybe not even a man, but like someone with like a head and long hair. And
honestly, it's a blob if I'm being,
yeah, it's like if a blobby I'm being thing.
Honest, it's a little blob.
But it's definitely,
oh,
when
it's actually Pikachu. Hello, Pikachu.
Wait, no, it's Raichu. No, it's Raichu. Yeah. And Mewtwo as well. Wow.
I don't know what it means, Mom, but yeah. I should probably marry Rob.
Him or Charmander.
Oh.
Charmander. I like that for Charmander.
Charmander as well.
Okay. Ashley Manuel?
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, wait. I thought it was Justin and Nikki next.
Oh, shit, dude. I wrote so little that just a little bit of scrolling, I blew right by them in my notes. Wow.
Okay, well, I just didn't understand the joke that he made in the beginning.
Which one?
Like a shit ton of joke.
When he was clicking notes. His heels and shit?
No, that wasn't a joke. That was just him being jolly. Oh,
God, I was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
No, when he's like, when she's doing her makeup or hair or whatever, and he's like, he's like, I can see through time to, like, you when you're coming out of your mom's vagina. I was like, huh?
He said that?
Yeah. He's like, whoa. And she's like, come on, you're stupid. Like, get out.
Wow.
She fully does the whole, oh, my God. You're
oh,
so
my God. You're
stupid,
so crazy.
Justin.
You're
Stop
so
it.
Dumb. You're so
you're
dumb. I hate you.
So
get out of here.
Fucking stupid.
Oh,
I love
man.
You.
I remember I dated someone who I was like, oh my God, you're so stupid. I hate you. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
The casual, I hate you. I was like, wow. That just took me back. I was like, I feel 19 again. No. Oh my God. I hate you. You're so dumb. I hate you. You're so dumb. My first note was, they're still together? Huh?
They got to finish the season.
They got to finish strong. The money's been spent. The dresses have been bought. The shinies have been applied to the dress.
Oh, so okay. Shinies is very much actually super cute. I should have known on it.
Yeah.
Because it's a direct translation of like the Russian word for sequins, which is blyostki. And the word for like shine sparkly, is sparkly, like blyosk. So he's like, oh, so many shinies. So he's talking about like the sequins on her dress, but the translation is so cute.
Oh my God. You know what?
That's Nazis, a shiny.
Nazis
though,
can be cute, you know, honestly. They can be sometimes when they say shinies. But yeah, they get to the party. The thing I'm gonna have to really
Still a piece of shit racist, don't get me wrong. I just think that word is cute. Okay?
I like shinies too. No, that's why I wrote it
down. Don't get it twisted. Shiny is adorable.
Shinies is bigger than the violent fascism as a concept. Shinies win all the time.
Shinies is our silver lining.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, yeah, I do have to just dock the points to the producers. They had this thing. They showed people taking food from a spread, but it was so out of focus and so zoomed in.
I wrote that I wrote, where the spread at?
Show the fucking spread, you fucking losers. You've already subjected us to so much horse shit. The least you can do is show us a Moldovan fucking engagement party spread.
And you know what else is fucked up? You know that like Zakuski by themselves would have been an insane shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just the fucking apps.
There were so many people just being like, ooh, a little bit of this. Let me get a little bit of that. Ooh, they got this too. It looked like there were so many options. Everyone's plate, I couldn't tell what was on there because it looked like so much was happening.
I'm so furious. I'm like, what was the fucking main? Yeah. Was it Tsiplyonok Tabaka? Did they do a nice plov? What the fuck was happening?
Wait, what is the thing that sounds like tabaka?
Oh, Tsiplyonok Tabaka.
Yeah,
it's like
what is
when
that?
They take a chicken with like a brick and like make it all flat and grill it like that.
Yeah. Is it seasoned a certain way or that's just the method?
That's just the method.
What word is, what does tabaka mean?
So tabak is either tobacco or pub.
Pub?
Yeah, pub like bar.
Where you'd go to. Oh, and then what's the first word?
the first word. Tsiplyonok.
Uh-huh.
It's chicken, but it's like a baby chicken.
Oh, so it's like bar chicken, basically? Is what you call it? Wow.
But it's like a whole chicken. Like it's not chicken wings. Yeah, which you would think bar chicken.
Yeah. But they flatten that fucker out. Yep. Heard of that.
And plov is like a delicious rice with like stuff in it, like different meats and spices. It's like Georgian.
Yeah. Wow. And they deprived us of that. But you know what they did?
We didn't
deprive
even know.
Us of?
What about desserts? What about the fucking cakes?
They cut, they shot, whatever. It doesn't matter. And I don't care. The one thing, though, they didn't deprive us of was a wonderful performance. Roxy and Sergey. They're like, when you gonna perform, superstar? What's good? What's good, Beyonce? When you hitting the stage, Nikki? What's going on, Nikki? That's not a great one to say
Nikki's
right now.
Nikki's not.
Nikki. Yeah, no, I meant her, not Minaj. But and with very
I was like,
little,
Nikki doesn't need to perform. She needs to go to bed.
Yeah,
she needs stop taking cocaine.
She needs to seek Jesus. But with very little provocation and encouragement, she's like, oh my God, fine. Okay, give me the mic. I can't even do a sound check, but it's okay. I'll give the kids what they want. Here we go. 5, 6. And sings her song.
You are the hottest boy. I can't believe it. What?
Give me your body. Yaddy, 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 yaddy. Oh my God.
You know what's hilarious? They were not faking liking it. You know why? Huh. You heard what our music sounds like.
They were like, this girl good. Damn.
They're like, this This fucking slap.
She's like, holy shit, my body.
And also, she looks and dresses exactly like our performers do.
Oh, so she was just killing it. Yeah, with all the shinies.
They were like, you would make a killing here.
Yeah. They're
like unironically.
Yeah, someone comes up, he's like, you need to get rid of this zero and get with a hero. You know what I'm saying? I'm a talent manager out here and we can do tours all over here. Yeah.
After that performance, she's literally
they're like, hold on.
The biggest singer in Moldova.
And you have a tattoo on your breast of a rose? Oh my God. This is going to be through the roof. We got this. I hope you're ready to do a Moldovan Skechers ad because that's the next check we're getting. Whatever. I guess we move on. Anything else?
I just like that. Nikki's friend, even right before she left for the engagement party, was like, yeah, your friends, yeah, Justin sucks. I know you want, and she's like, but I want a family and a house. She's like, you're not getting it, girl.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, thanks, Shayna. Love you. She's like, love Chanel. You too, girl. Enjoy yeah. your party. It'll never work out. Bye.
Have fun. I think it's a fool's errand, but whatever. I mean, he's doing less than the bare minimum, and you accept it. It's kind of tragic. Bye. Yeah.
Just love the unconditional support and the total drag.
Yeah. It's a support drag. You know what I mean?
That's friendship.
Okay. Ashley and Manuel?
Yes.
So West Palm Beach, here we come. They said they made their flights barely with 10 minutes left. Oof. That stresses me out so bad to like hear that. It makes me be like, I would never hang out with you if that's how you go, if that's how you get down.
It makes me feel seen.
Of course. What's the latest?
Chaos energy going to the airport?
What's your deal with the airport? Do you get there quick? Or you literally take, you're cutting it close like that?
Oh, no, I'll cut it close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How close are we talking? Like, have you missed flights?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, like, not where, like, nah, the last couple times were bad.
Honestly,
it wasn't for work.
I thought it was
a fun time flight that was affected.
I thought I could get...
I got less dick because I was a fucking idiot.
Right.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You're like, I thought I could get from the beginning of me fucking to the gate of the airplane within 15 minutes. It wasn't. It just wasn't enough time.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying where I was traveling, I was getting dick.
Oh,
I missed my flight and I could not get a flight to get to the place because there was also a layover. So I lost like essentially a whole day. And that was bad. That's what I mean. Not bad. Like, oh, I didn't show up to a responsibility. I didn't show up to a dick's responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
that was
fine.
Really on me. And I'm the one that got hurt.
Yeah. Well, hey, I would say maybe you learned your lesson, but it sounds like maybe you didn't.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see what happens next time.
We'll find out next time.
Please, I'm trying to be better about it.
Okay. We'll see.
Thanks.
Only we know. You heard it here first, folks. We have to hold her accountable. But yeah, all her friends are coming down for the wedding, except for homegirl's husband, Sully, who is like, I can't get behind this mess. I think this guy is bad for you and it's all bad. So I just don't want to be there with my energy because you know how I'm going to be is how he.
I have to say that was maybe my favorite moment of the episode where we find out that Sully's like, you know, I'm too shady to come to this.
You know,
I don't like what you're doing.
I'll make you cry. Like, you know, I'll make you cry.
You know, I don't have time to entertain this foolishness in person. Right.
Yeah.
Like I'll come, but do you want that?
I'll come, but like, you know what that comes with.
Attitude is also coming.
Do you feel like the other shoe ever dropped with Manuel so that you're like, oh, he's fully shiesty? Because I remember there was a lot of intrigue and we're like, does he have a secret family? And like, nothing really came of that. Like, he never actually ended up seeing his family that was there. So, like, in the beginning, I'm like, does Sully have, like, is he seeing? Because in the beginning, I wouldn't have blamed him. We were like, this guy's fucking rude, and he is a dick, and he's evasive. So I would be like, what the fuck is up with this dude? But ever since the last couple episodes, his love of Niagara Falls and being splashed with water, and fucking in a bathroom, that I am starting to come, not come around, but I'm less suspicious than I was before.
I'll tell you what, I don't think there's like a big secret.
Yeah, aside from his shittiness.
I think he's just not a communicative partner. And I think he's kind of an asshole. And I think that the amount of raising she's done of him in the like couple months he's been in town is nothing compared to the amount of raising that she's going to have to do if they get married, because there's just so much raising. Like, we saw him crack and start to actually, like in the end of this segment, right? She's like, hey, it's cool that Sully's not here, but tell your husband, she says to her like, her girl, she's like, tell your husband that, like, what he said to Manuel when he, like, flipped out at him or whatever actually hit home. And, like, this morning, like, he handed me the phone and I talked to his sons and stuff.
What? You spoke to his kids?
You should have led with that, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, I think that if you have to depend on your friend, like, publicly
embarrassing
or angering him for him to, like, do the minimum, like I said, you're going to spend a lot of time raising that man. And I don't know that you have the time for all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think, aside from what was just very obvious, like, he's just a boy. And is like rigid and doesn't.
But I'm just really a boy.
I'm a little boy. But it wasn't just like I thought there was some schemer stuff going on. It's like, oh no, you just suck. That's kind of what the deal is.
Yeah. And like, you're not hiding anything. It's like your son.
No, you're not hiding anything. You're like, I'm baby.
Yeah. You're like, I am kind of trash.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to the mom. I mean, if I was Ashley, I'd want to talk to the mom with the kids.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, what the fuck What's really happens?
On? She's like, run for your fucking life.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I need to know about.
But you know what she would say? She's like, I am not fucking afraid. We might just no, it's this one.
I'm a mother witch hoe.
She's right about that.
I mean, I would take witch over fuck boy in that battle.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
100%.
So in a way, I'm like, I'm not really worried about you, Ashley, because, you know, push comes to shoving this motherfucker off a cliff. I think you'll probably.
My money's on you, yeah.
Yeah, my money's on Niagara Falls. That's how she gets him, too. She's like, babe, let's go to Niagara Falls. You loved it there so much.
Just remember how amazing it was the first time. Let's relive that.
Let's go at night so it's more romantic.
Yeah, like, you know, just.
Oh, and she's like, she'd be like, oh, let's have sex right here. And then she fucking throws his ass off the fucking.
She's like, oh, you know what we've never done is this one position. Okay. You with your back to Niagara Falls and like you put your legs around my waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Or she's just like, I just want you to be at the edge, and you're hitting it from the back, but then she just throws it back so hard it launches him off the falls.
Or it's the old blowjob.
Oh.
Switcheroo.
The old blowjob.
Let me blow you, and then she pushes him with her head. Because the center of gravity is just, and he's distracted.
She just headbutts
him.
The old goat headbutt. Yeah, to kill
goat
somebody. That's a sex
off
move.
Niagara Falls.
There's a lot of sex
that
moves.
That old chestnut.
There's so many sex moves that are also death kills, too. There's the goat headbutt where you give somebody head and then you headbutt their ass off a fucking cliff or waterfalls. Yes. There's strawberry shortcake where, never mind. I can't give away these ideas for free, but
I'm a mother witch hoe.
Watch yourself, Manuel.
You're right.
So then her sisters are even sort of like, should they get married? Like, they're even like being shady as they decorate the house. They're like,
oh, I like love actually what she says about the whole thing. She's like, hey, my friends are not with it. My sisters are not with it.
Right.
But everyone here is a ride or die. So they're here with me on this ride.
Exactly.
On which this marriage will die. But she's like,
yep, exactly.
So that's it.
A lot of ride or dies, and good for them. So, and even his friend Jonathan is there. So, like, you know, I thought maybe she would still be awkward from when they had sex in the bathroom and were stinking like sex when they took him to the airport. But no, they're good. They're good.
No, everything's normal. And then they go to the strip club.
Wait, what about the boat party? Boat party?
Ugh, the boat party is good. Just as sad because he starts crying because he misses his family, and I don't.
Yeah, that was. That's just like weird. You just see these moments that humanize him a little bit, and you're like, damn, like that would be tough. And then, but dude, he was fucking waved when he got off that boat, and they went to the strip club. He was Weekend at fucking Bernie's.
Yeah,
he was like the way he was trying to wave off the ass.
I think he was doing the no hands.
Yeah, but he was like, trying to be like, I'm innocent. But he was so drunk, it looked crazy. Like, and I like how he was like, obviously, you know, I'm a good boy, so I don't know about stuff like this. And what y'all do here, I'm an angel of God.
Yes, I loved it when he said it. And I was like, we have a sound effect.
Look at you.
Ah. He's an angel in heaven. And he admitted it himself.
100%.
And he was so sweaty. That's how I knew he was hella drunk, because he was so sweaty in the face.
Well, it's Florida too. You know what I mean? It's not.
But everybody else was not that sweaty in the face.
Yeah, I mean, he just. Well, the whole thing was right. Jonathan was his best man, and your best man's currently is passed the fuck out. As she said, passed out somewhere. That's never good.
He got a little too wavy.
Boats will do that to you. I mean, you could tell, like, that boat looked cool, and he was even like, yo, this boat is, like, even beyond anything I could have imagined. Yeah. So when you're in a situation like that, your caution has fully been thrown off the fucking side into the wind, and now you're passed out somewhere. So he had to go with the ladies. It's a spearmint rhino. I wonder if they got a deal.
Yeah, because they featured that...
That grotesque signage.
The sign prominently.
It was so prominent. I'm like, you better have gotten some, like at least two dances. Yeah,
it's like when somebody drinks a Coke in a movie, you're like, Lord.
Yeah. Except it's
like, you don't need to go, like, this is, you're running away from a tornado.
Right now. You were stopping right away just to do this. Sorry, I like it in a bottle. It just tastes better sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you can get them in 12 packs now. Yeah, check out the soda aisle at your local Kroger. Oh my God, Greg died? The fuck are they doing?
The zombies are coming!
Oh my God, the zombies
just
ate Greg's dick.
The flavor of this Diet Coke just hitting me all at once. Now I have died.
Oh my God. All right, Citra and Sam. They are our final couple. She's going dress shopping. And help me out here, everybody.
That's loser shit to just say out loud. I want my wedding to be like a Twilight wedding.
I know. Help me out.
I don't care what you're into. I'm sure it was beautiful. What? I wasn't there. But that as a reference, really.
What is a Twilight wedding? I think it's just in the woods with a bunch of fucking...
That's what she said. She said it's woods. I'm like, Anne is... Yes, it's cloudy, because that has to be a thing, because they're all vampires, right?
Oh, this should look freaky. I'm looking at pictures right now.
Is it pretty? I mean, I'm sure it's pretty.
It's whimsical, you know what I mean? Like the little
movie had a budget, you know?
Like the flower arch, you know? Like whimsical. It looks like white flowers. I don't know shit about flowers, so like, you know, I just texted you a picture of it.
Okay.
And then there's Yeah, like, it looked like there's, like, some
That's
shit.
That's pretty classical. I really don't... Like, other than the redwoods behind them or whatever, that, like, flower arch is pretty, like, classical.
This is pretty classical. This is another one, so you can see sort of what the aisle looks like, the seating arrangement looks like. Also, how...
Oh, holy shit. Zoom out outside of that arch, though. That is dope. What's
now
all
we're
that
like,
white stuff?
Oh, my God, Citra, all apologies now. Look at these
Wait,
shits dangling.
Wait, what's up with all those white flowers from the top? I like that.
Here's my question,
What are those
right?
garlands, dude? Are they from the woods?
What
They're
are the
not.
Benches? Are those, like, fucking braided wheat, like, roots?
I think they bent, like, branches to make the backs to those.
Yeah, this
benches.
Is look, Citra, we didn't know. But here's
Sorry,
the other thing.
Yeah,
I have
take
a question.
It back, because those white flowers singing down are really cool.
Here's my question. Who the fuck paid for this wedding in the movie?
Probably the vampires. I imagine that they are wealthy.
Do they have
because
money?
If they've been around for hundreds of years?
Yeah. I'd be like, how you been working for 300 years and you ain't got a car? Edward.
That's like actually the number one most overrated like vampire diss in raps and vampire raps.
Yeah, exactly. Vraps, oh shit. You pushing a Honda CRV? Vraps. Okay. But you said when you told me you was a CRV, you said that was a crazy rich vampire. I didn't know you was about to pull up in the Honda CRV. Shit. Not today, Satan. Get the fuck out of my face with that.
But who paid CRV?
It looks so whimsical. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who's the rental company? Like, who'd you get these benches from? Who did the flowers? Or is the movie
first off?
Or do you suspend?
I think people probably owe you a lot of favors too, because you've been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah, but
like
you'd
be carrying like curses and shit out from like people's great, great, great people. Like you're coming to them being like, yo, like, you know, look in your grandpa's diary. It's like you have to pay me like four intricately braided benches, you know, a month.
Yeah.
Or I'll kill you like I did his wife. You know what I mean?
So
that's just kind of what I think. Like they invested in Microsoft. Like, why wouldn't they have?
Did this dude.
But like OG style, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm just like, now I have no idea what the fuck Twilight is about. This motherfucker rich?
I don't know why. Vampires are rich. Have you ever seen a fucking poor vampire not wearing rich fabric?
I have. Vampire in Brooklyn.
There was some
broke boy vampire. Yeah, that. Yeah. It's the Eddie Murphy comedy. And sadly, I guess why anytime we see black vampires, they have to be broke. But wow. these white vampires.
Yet another thing, white America.
White vampires have all these fucking oleanders and shit dangling from the fucking sky like fucking flower titty udders, just whimsifying your fucking guests with your bespoke braided. Who's the fucking rental company? That's what I'm just saying. Who put it together? That's fine. I don't know why I'm more interested.
I also feel like the
kind
of shit vampires are good at is like, you know, like. Flowers and like perfumes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like maybe like.
Are they discriminated
making
against?
A velvet cape.
Like in this shit, do they got to pretend they died? Or they're like,
I don't think anybody notices, right? Like everybody else dies. Like you probably just move.
But if you had a business that's been, I guess like, what do you, whatever. I'm thinking too much. I'm high, you know? It was easier in Buffy, like when they looked all demonic and shit. You know what I mean? And you're like, get the fuck out my bow. Fuck you. You feel me?
I feel you.
Simpler times. So anyway, she wants her wedding to look like Twilight. She looks good in the dress that
she picked. And my bad, I take it back because it's not cheesy once I zoomed out on that picture and all of the white garlands, again, flowers were in it. So sorry, brides. I was wrong.
So then, you know, her sisters do the thing that sisters would, and
they're not into the wedding.
No.
Or Sam,
they're like, so do you actually want to marry him? Yo, come on now, that's your older sister, fucking let her have her moment. But she they're really like, him really? And she was like, this makes me feel sad. And I was like, that fucking sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, but
yeah,
but also,
they're saying things that make sense.
I know. Part of me is just like,
especially since,
mm-hmm.
And like before, you know, we didn't have any like alarm bells going off.
Yeah.
What did it was the rapidly evolving and changing story of Sam's drug arrest.
Yeah,
which we hear yet another version of in this episode. Would you like to tell us what the story was this time?
Yeah, wait, what was the story this time?
The story this time was that he had not his own prescription.
Oh, is that what she said? I kind of lost that. I just started checking out when they started going over the, is he hooked on narcotics conversation.
It just was not the same story at all.
I see. Huh.
And she's also a very bad translator whenever she's translating between Sam and the dad. Mm-hmm. And I think it's on purpose. If it's accidental, sure.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. But the translating's been, I noticed it last episode too. I'm like, I don't, this isn't what he said.
Huh. Yeah, it did seem something about like then the doctor gave it to him. It's all just very murky. And dude, first of all, a couple of things. The ring shopping scene.
It's murky murk. And the fucking
and the furky
funky bunch.
And the furker bunch.
The furky bunch.
Okay, that's what's going on. And he's in our Kurlvin Klurn underwear ad. So they go. He goes ring shopping with his mom.
Nerding kids between me and their Kurlvins.
My God. My Kurlvins. they go to ring shop at a pawn shop with his mom. He's like, you know, she may not have the best taste.
But she like, a woman.
But I need, you know, I need a female perspective. And she's like, he's like, hey, so you're going to come to the wedding? She's like, I will be there, but not the Islam ceremony. Sorry.
And he's like, why not? And she's like, because I don't think anyone should convert. And he's like, okay, well, no one's going to be converting you. And like, you should support me because I'm your son and you've literally been gone for decades. And she's like, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I was like, where do you get the balls?
I know.
You've been missing for so long. Like, they gave up on putting your ass on milk cartons. And you come back just to be like, no, I'm too good for your Muslim ceremony.
Dude, your Islam
okay,
ceremony.
Okay, dude. You're sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, she's.
I don't want to watch you become an Islam.
I don't want you to have to convert beginning. To Muslim. She's just.
Don't be an Islam, okay? Jesus does not like that.
It's just, you know what? He's like, just because you're so fucking closed-minded doesn't mean you shouldn't show up for your son. I mean, even fucking Space Daddy is going to be there. Because Space Daddy, yeah, he at least he's like, yeah, I don't fuck hey, with that. If you want to, go ahead.
Truth and his father's love yeah. is out there.
We'll be out there in that mosque. And yeah, so then as things are getting closer, they get to a rental house just to get ready for all the proceedings and the wedding and the conversion and things like that. And this rental house, like, they're, like, checking. They're like, wow, it's so big. That is the most Jesus-filled house I have fucking seen. Like, it almost felt like they're like, I hear there's going to be Muslims in our house. Let's put all this. I mean, I know people have their houses decorated by it. But it was the amount of Christian paraphernalia that was just scattered about, the iconography. I was like, wow, this is these people fuck
with
Christ.
You know what made me laugh? It immediately made me think of the Birdcage mm-hmm. when they're like trying to make their house
yes.
look straight for like the conservative congressman yep. and it's just like
yeah.
a giant fucking cross on the wall and they're like, are you religious?
Dude, I love that. And this is our house, our butler, Agador Spartacus.
Yeah.
Oh, Agador like, Spartacus.
Good evening. And then he falls on his face. And we're like, he can do that accent. Good for him.
Yeah. What are you going to do? We weren't hiring people of color. So we had to just let the white guy do the voices. That's just where we were
Hank
at.
Hank Azaria had so much work, though.
Dude, so much work. I mean, he's just his character acting and voicing was just the. They were like, who going to check me, boo? Oh, Hari Kondabalu. Okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah,
but he was pretty cool about.
Yeah, no, totally, and I think because
he
gets
was like,
it too.
Yeah, he's like, thanks.
He's like, for sure. That's the thing is, this is how closed off the industry was. It's that if you could do ethnic voices, you kind of had a career, for lack of a better way to describe it. Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna let that look. I got so much money, man. I could go to Mars if I wanted to. Fuck Elon. I could do that shit on my own. That's how much cake.
It's like literally, I have a competing rocket that I just built so that I could pull up next to Elon if he ever gets his into space and just moon him.
And just put a
was my entire reason.
I have to put a broomstick in the spokes of his spaceship, have that shit explode. I'd be like, ha! And I would do the Apu voice, but I will not do it now in front of an audience. I will do it as I watch Elon burn upon reentry. Absolutely. But that's just for me and him. Yeah, so, dude, it was just, like, wild that, like, even in the bedroom, they got Jesus in the bedroom. Like, his face on the wall in the bedroom. Then, like, him, I think, praying in the garden or whatever before during the fucking passion and shit. There was just so, I was like, this is wild. But anyway, they're there. They like the big house. And yeah, I just like, again, how the dad's just sort of like, so he's been hooked on narcotics or regular drugs. I'm like, dude, he's the dude.
And this is where that story's getting slippery.
Yeah. And I like how he then says, so, you know, what would happen if like he goes to jail? What would you do then? Would you stay with him?
She's like, yeah, I'll wait for him.
Oh, what? She's like, Dad, you know that you raised a... Okay? That's what's going to happen.
And I was like, first off, Dad, it's only 6 months. You're acting like she's going to be waiting for 20 years for him to get out. But second of all, when she gives the explanation as to why she'll wait for him,
mm-hmm.
she's like, I love him. And, you know... he's always sent me money. I'm like. So you're going to marry him
mm-hmm.
and move to another country because he probably gave you like $200 total. There's no way his fucking broke, drug addicted ass sent you any more
money than that. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Hey, and I'm not saying, again, that is a diss. Those are just facts.
Did you see his car? Those weren't rare CDs that he had for sale. Those were loose paper towel sheets individually pulled out and stored in there.
He won't sell those loosies either. He just hogs them.
And you know, even if he did, they would just throw them away.
Yeah, because there's no Lucy market.
I almost want to keep like Lucy's in a binder for like 20 years and just like be like, yo, you know what? You want to use a fucking 30-year-old paper towel right now? Are you for real?
It's just dust.
Bro, the second you just turns to goo when it interacts with liquid. Ugh.
No, it's dust, but then when you put it on your like lip, if you try to like dry your lips, it just, completely fills back up with moisture into a paper towel.
Oh.
You know, like those little dinosaurs don't that tempt you like, me, Jesus. Wet and then they become giant.
Don't tempt me, Jesus. I will.
Too late.
I have too a couple late. Rolls I could put on ice starting now. I'd be like, you know what, boy? I know it's your 18th birthday and you a man now. I think it's time that I show you something that I think you can get a lot of use out of. It's like, okay. Look at these. These are fucking bounties from fucking 2023, fool. Are you fucking for real? This can be yours. Don't touch. Don't touch. Just look.
Women, never marry a man for a Lucy or because he sent you money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that lesson. And then again, I like how he really also, her dad was like, if I say don't marry his ass, would you listen? And she's like, Dad.
Now.
Sorry, no. And I like how she's like, he thinks he can just keep saying shit over and over and then I'm a fucking cave, but he doesn't know. I don't care. I'm marrying the Lucys too. We may not be rich in love or money, but we are rich in these loose paper towel sheets.
We got Lucys for days.
Yeah, this is so bad. So bad.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we're done. This was a terrible episode.
I know. But at least we'll get a tell-all. Maybe we'll find something out. Maybe we'll shoes will drop.
So
from
far,
space.
The Rob the Knob butthole is like the best thing we found out. And that was from right now during the stream and not from the episode itself.
That's from someone in the Twitch chat telling us. And just injected life into this dire episode.
The floppy dick was funny. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Floppo, Pipe Jerry came
through. If someone did like a floppy dick montage to like, I don't know, to come up with the perfect song.
I need a floppy flop dick.
I like that you put your bass into it.
You had to, because you kind of had to say it like, because it's Timbaland on there, you know.
I know.
Listen to me. I need a ride or die, bitch. It's not. I need a ride or die, bitch. I need a floppy flop dick. I need a I need a floppy ass dick. Hit me on my chin.
Pock my skin.
Pock my skin into pieces. This is your floppy cock.
This is
cock.
My floppy dong.
Wow.
Suffocation.
No erection. No erection. No breathing. Caught me chewing gum. Thanks anyway. Shit, dude. Papa Roach out here. Thank you for everybody who came through. Shout out everybody for listening. Follow us at 420 Day Fiance, wherever they got the at symbol. Check us out, patreon.com/420dayfiance, and support the show for $5 a month and get access to all the episodes, including the vault. It's all kinds of fucking shit that never hit the feed. And also, what else? Oh, yeah, the Discord, too. Come through the Discord.
Yes, there's a link now that doesn't expire in our socials.
Yeah.
And shout out to Brian, our editor, and Aaliyah, who does our social media. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Baby girl. Another Timberland. Gotta go deep voice for that.
From the big VA.
The man from the big VA. Uh-huh. All right, cool. Well, we will see you soon at Miles of Gray, at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A. And we will talk to y'all later. Okay? Bye.
Meow, meow.
420 Day Fiance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.